here's a story from The World.
Sometimes the truth is stranger than fiction. On a winter night in 1986, the Prime Minister of Sweden, Olof Palme, was walking home from a movie theater in Stockholm with his wife and son. Then he was shot point blank and killed on a busy street with numerous witnesses. The shooter fled the scene. The murder remained unsolved for decades. Today, prosecutors announced they were closing the case. They identified the killer as a former graphic designer named Stig Engström, who died in 2000. That news probably does not come as a surprise to our next guest. Mattias Jorgensen is the editor of Filter magazine in Sweden. In 2018, they published a lengthy investigation into the murder and pointed to Engström as the likely killer. Jorgensen joins us from Stockholm. So, Mattias, take us back to 2018. What led you and Filter to look at Engström?
There have been so many leads during, you know, all those years. Fantastic leads. It has been a Kurdish terrorist organization. It has been, you know, Western Germans. The police themselves maybe killed Palme. Maybe CIA killed Palme, and so on and so on. But Engström, he's concrete, and you can prove that he was on the crime scene. But there was no one who said anything that matched his story after the shots were fired. And every time someone had found this, because some people had done this before, some other reporters and some other, even, you know, normal people had scanned the documents and found that, oh, that this piece of the puzzle doesn't fit.
So in 2018, you realized that the case and the investigation up to that point basically had been really kind of, I don't know what the word is. Was it shoddy? And you just decided we've got to kind of pull all the evidence back.
You know, it was shocking because they have formally dismissed him on faulty grounds. And that means they had spent more than 30 years of investigating anything but the killer. And that was, of course, shocking and it was very strange.
This case, the assassination of Olof Palme, the prime minister, has had a huge cultural impact on Sweden over several decades now. I mean, there have been conspiracy theories and legions of private detectives chasing down their leads, countless books and movies. I mean, it's kind of like Sweden's own JFK assassination. What has this case meant to Swedes?
It's the Swedish trauma. It's the murder of Olof Palme. In a way, it wasn't just the person who died. It was also the belief that Sweden was safe, secure. You know, he didn't have bodyguards. He went to the movies that night. He took the subway train. You know, he was an ordinary guy. And Swedes thought it should be like that and that it could be like that forever. And when he was, you know, killed, they said it was the end of Swedish innocence. And I think that is not an exaggeration, but the truth.
In terms of the legal process, Mattias, what will happen next year? I mean, Engström died in 2000. So what are the options for Sweden's justice system?
They just closed the investigation today. There will be, you know, no more actions at all.
Will today's announcement provide any closure to people in Sweden? Will there continue to be speculation and conspiracy theories?
I met one of Olof Palme's sons, Morten, in a radio studio just, you know, 40 minutes ago. And to me, it was very satisfying and important to hear him say that for him, this is a closure, you know. He and his brother, they are satisfied. And for them, this is the end of this. And I think that is most important, that the family feels that this is enough. But of course, there will always be a lot of people. You mentioned JFK, right? You know, it will go on forever.
Mattias Jorgensen, the editor of Filter magazine in Sweden. He's been speaking with us about the case of the assassination of Prime Minister Olof Palme. Case now closed. Mattias, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.